I'm Alexia Ridley, host of Athens News Matters. On the next edition of the show, guests Gwen O'Looney, District 9 Commissioner Kelly Gertz, and Blake Odd discuss the recent sale of the Athens Banner-Herald and its parent company, Morris Communications.
A lot of people have been asking me about this. You know, is it a good move? Is it going to help improve the Banner-Herald? And, I mean, no one knows for sure. I can't imagine there could be any corporate owner for the company that's worse than Morris, so I don't know what Gatehouse could do.
Now, how do you feel?
Lots of love there, Blake.
Right. Well, so the Gatehouse bought the Banner-Herald. You know, they're just sort of one of those media conglomerates that's just sort of like grown over the years.
The panel also discusses the future of Athens-Clarke County Leisure Services.
But I think we saw some real beams of light at the work session this week, in which we talked frankly about some of the findings of the recent external audit, operational audit of the Leisure Services Department, talked about the prospect of a reorganization that in a lot of ways would infuse new enthusiasm into the different components of that department, the arts component, the recreation and athletic department, and then the natural resources element of the department too. Blake and certainly Gwen probably know that 5 years ago or so, there was a reorganization that was sort of a top-heavy reorganization that really put a lot of emphasis on finance and facility management, and really de-emphasized what I think a lot of people think and rightfully believe is the core mission of leisure services, to provide those functions that I just discussed in
the
arts and athletics, the programming.
Right.
That's right. And the current county manager, Blaine Williams, seems very interested in seeing a lot of energy put back into that core mission. And so certainly as a chief part of that, there's going to be a hire of a new director this fall. So I'm looking forward to that.
Our past director who... Pam Reedy, I had a lot of problems with her, but one of the discussions that she and I had...
It's the show of honesty this week.
Right. Yes, let's be brutally honest.
The airing of grievances.
I mean, one of the disagreements that I had with her was that she did not understand how any department that was diverse could share finance and public relations, and that was just totally amazing to me.
They weigh in on the creation of a new sustainability office in Clarke County, and they voice their opinions on a new bus route circulating on the north side of town.
That's right. For the first time in many years, we have a new bus route in Athens, route number 30, which is actually a new model of route in that it's not one that loops through the multimodal center downtown. And so this is the North Athens route, which is going to serve the VA clinic on the county line, the Danielsville Road corridor, go really all the way almost over to Coyle Middle School through the Industrial Park and serve that Country Corners and Pinewoods community up on Highway 29, very dense populated community that have not been served by transit
ever. And the Space Kroger.
I know.
Yes. And the other thing we should mention about this new route just briefly is that it's an on-demand route. So there are bus stops, but you don't actually have to wait for it at the bus stop if you live
within a mile
of the route. You can call and it will come pick you up.
Wow.
Yeah, and you have to call at least an hour in advance or up to a day in advance, and it will do just that.
Those topics and others are up for discussion on the next Athens News Matters. Join me at 1 o'clock right here on WUGA.